And depending upon the choices they make, this is a time of powerful choosing. Comment? Questions?
Well, this is Sue again. Because talking about this and also keeping in mind other things that we've spoken about in class, and particularly thinking about how the giants play in with all these changes that are coming. Is there like an influence that's going to be coming from them? Or will all these changes help to bring about more information about the giants?
Let's say that both are correct, but not in the way that you think. It's not like the giants are going to show up on the horizon lumbering across someone's cornfield or something. Ma, hey, look out the window. We've got company for breakfast. They look like big eaters. Or woof for breakfast, right? That is the old one. Ma, look. Looks like woof for breakfast this morning. And that was the scenario, of course, that many had to battle with. But the giants are more present than you are aware. They share reality with you, but on a mind level. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. And it is true that there are giants about, let's say, in space, inside the Earth, giants that are in stasis or dormant, as it is called, giants that are caring about their own lives, as many beings are. You have the Sasquatch, the Yeti as well. They are, let's say, living in a parallel reality to you that sometimes merges into your own. And you may start to encounter the giants in this capacity as sightings, somewhat like the Yeti do. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
This may come into fruition. There may be other sightings of other strange creatures, and we are talking more than the chupacabras that have been pestering and scaring the Latino people. Remember, as a people dream in a culture, so a people manifest. So when you have cultures that have certain beliefs, then those beliefs become manifest into reality. Do you understand this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this is very powerful according to what you call race, religion, and geography. Because you have learned to individualize yourselves and bring out your uniqueness by embracing a geography, a religion, a ethnicity, a culture. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
This is, let's say, part of what makes Earth so unique. Imagine if you all looked exactly the same. And you had, no matter where you went around the globe, it was all the same. Frightening, yes?
Yeah.
Boring.
So how many energies would be even interested in coming onto the planet if it was just one great big robotic monotony? Not many. So by looking at, you call it diversity, it's a nasty word, we do not like that word diversity, not really to explore it. It is the abundance and plentitude of consciousness, of vitality, of the multiverse. And it is expressed here in color and sound and language and music and bodies and dancing and thoughts and colors and how they are used. And in that, Earth exceeds itself in its own dignity. And that consciousness is not here to be doomed or destroyed. That consciousness is here to rise to a new level. And as we've said in Path of Empowerment, it is the many who are looking for the change. It is the few who have become the controllers. So who will determine the future, the many or the few? Do you think the many are going to let the few manage them? Truly?
No.
This is true.
They didn't the last time that Pluto was in Capricorn. That's when we had the French Revolution and so
on. And the American Revolution.
Right.
Yes. And it seems to us in the, that was 1760s, 1770s, 17, late 1780s, and now George is talking 1960s. There's a bit of a revolution there. Let's say, don't you think it's going to be more than homegrown this time? It's not going to be just in America.